Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for bringing this show worldwide live over the internet. We are 2 minutes before the hour, another 1 hour show. If you have questions, we have answers. We have Terry Brown, located in Sedona, is the channeling person, the conduit, to bring forth answers that are asked by Winfrey. And those answers will be coming from our sources from the other side of the veil, a combination of the Elohim group and the Ra group. Good evening. Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heinz. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And I want to continue with the announcement that today it is May the 9th, 2018. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in the small town of Paradise in California. And Wynn and Terry will be here shortly. And they are located in Sedona, Arizona. And as usual, this is a simulcast, this radio show with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, it's another person calling in live on the call. Now, if you want to submit a question, you can do so per email. And the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com, and Wynn will look at the questions that have been submitted and pick out the most relevant for the biggest, for the bigger audience. And these can also be very personal questions, because it can sometimes also be interesting for somebody else to listen to. So feel free to ask any questions. And as every day, we have at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Whole Planet Healing Call. That means today it's right after this show ends. We go to the Whole Planet Healing. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you for being
here.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the phone number, the broadcast from the Whole Planet Healing Call is only on the phone line. And you can call in with the phone number 12-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513#. In the meantime, we had a few more callers joined in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi, this is Jeannie in Central Side.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
All right. My pleasure.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona, too.
Hello, Terry Brown. Welcome.
Hi.
And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And I welcome all those folks that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here, for participating. All right. Terry, do you know if Vin is awake?
Yeah.
Good.
He contacted me.
All right.
15 minutes ago, so let me go check on him.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don in Ohio. Welcome.
Thanks.
If you have questions, we have answers, and you can send a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Another person joining the conference call, please say name and location.
Roger in Austin, Texas.
Good evening to you, Roger. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say name and location. Two at a time. I mean, one at a time. But only if you want to. We welcome you. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. And the next person, we welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Hi, Steve. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
And another
Bill.
Person. Welcome. Go ahead.
Bill, hey, California.
Hello, Bill. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Anyone else? Feel free to say your name and location.
It's Helen in Virginia Beach.
Hello, Helen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
here.
I'm going to
listen online. Say what? I said I'm going to hang up and listen online.
All right. Thank you for having spoken out to us. Appreciate it.
I'll be listening.
Great. Two at a time. I mean, one at a time. Oops. Feedback from BBS. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
I am ready, more or less.
Great. Are you really comfortable, seated, and everything?
Yes. How's my volume sound?
Super.
Okay. Everything's cool, right?
Yes, it's like almost too loud.
And Terry, you're on the line, right?
Terry, watch here, so
yes.
I'm going to look for you.
Yes.
Terry?
Yeah?
Are you ready? No.
All right.
No.
Okay, here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
Oh, I didn't get this.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is May 9th, 2018, with Terry in Sedona, and we're doing our call where you guys submit questions. And let me see if we got any last-minute questions. I bet we did. Hang on.
You might move your mic a little bit away, Mike. Win.
Am I loud?
Loud, thank you. Yes, good.
Is that better?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. We're ready. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the computer or through the telephone line. That is where the voice comes from. Terry is the translator. We have a translation unit, and then we give Terry concepts, and she gives the concepts. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense or resonate with you, then disregard it as it is not applying to you at that time. There's an echo. Is there a way to eliminate this echo?
Hang on just a moment.
It's coming through your line.
It's coming through my line?
Yes.
Okay. Terry, could you say a couple words?
Yes. We are ready to start. This is Ra'an. We are a division of the division of the Elohim group.
Thank you. I don't know how to get rid of that echo except by muting myself when you're talking.
Oh, I hear it. I don't.
Can you turn your volume down?
No. I don't have any option to do that.
We didn't hear it for a minute. It'll just go on.
Yeah. Well, I'll just try to mute myself when you're talking.
Oh, yeah. We would prefer you to stay present with us.
Well, I can be present. I just have to work the mute button every time I talk.
Anyway, we don't hear the, maybe a little echo.
All right. Well, we'll do our best. Okay?
Okay.
Father, what?
Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. I called in the light. Okay. This is from Hives. When and how did fear become part of reality on Earth? And I do believe we answered this one time. I'm not sure if this was the question, but as I recall that with the advent of physical bodies that were obviously perishable, it was easy to create fear because people thought if this was all there was and their bodies were gone, it would exist no more. That's what I recall. But let me turn it over to our sources and see how they address it.
Yes, it was with the advent of the physical universe and life in the physical universe that life became concerned that it wouldn't continue, and it became very fearful if something would threaten that life form that one was housed in. it is a part and parcel of life in the physical. That is where the fear came in. Some people have less. Some people have more fear. There are a whole range of human emotions. Fear then can be at the basis of anger, where one is afraid that they won't have enough or they won't survive. And then they become frustrated, and even angry if they have difficulty in meeting their needs. A little baby, when they are born in the world, they don't have language at the time to communicate, and anger and is one way, anger is one way that they give to get themselves across anger and crying to successfully let the parent know that there is something that needs taken care of. We hope that helps to provide some of the answer.
Been unmuted.
Thank you. Don Herman asks a question, kind of follow up from last week. Could you explain more about the now and being in the now? How does being in the now clear karma? Thank you. Don, let me give you a couple of my insights on that. And that is, we live in multiple timelines in a holographic universe. Karma exists in the lower levels of those timelines, where there's a future and there's a past. Now, you could say you had past lives, but in the highest interpretation, it was all just one life in the illusion of million years, so to speak. And each life was a new creation, but it was the same soul. So when you move into the now, then how would that appear? You're moving out of the timeline where karma exists, and you're moving into a high timeline where karma doesn't exist. And so that's the goal. And let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. When one is in the now, then they can be aware and they can have the information, accurate information, coming to them. If they are lingering in the past, then that past can color their current awareness, and if they have done something to someone else in the past, they can expect, can you breathe less quiet? Can you believe, can you
there you go.
So when one is in the now, then they can see things for the reality of how they actually are, and they don't color the current life by remnants of belief that they have taken on that apply to the past situations, but do not exactly apply to the current situation. And if they are totally in the now, then they can act appropriately. If they are having remnants of the past come in, then they can be expecting things that are not to do with the now, but have to do with the past, like expecting a certain type of person to be angry or to be dishonest, and then their expectation extends out and projects, and the universe and the other people that this is affecting tend to sense the energy expectation, and then it is an energy of cause and effect that is not even reflecting so much on the person as it is a cause energy and an effect energy. And sitting in the effect energy, then they try, or they are affected by that and act in ways that they may not even have acted by if the energy wasn't taking them over. That is why when somebody does good works, then they expect good things in return. And so they tend to get good things in return. However, if they were doing bad things to others, then they will expect a bad return. And it will then color their actions and will affect the person what not only what they expect, but the energy of the universe tends to come in and give them what they expect. Lynn, back to you.
I'm sorry. I got to remember to unmute. Next question is from John Butler. And I'm not sure this is a question. Let me see here.
Where is he located?
Wava Hibbing, Minnesota. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And last week it was indicated that someone is doing intelligence gathering on our line.
Yes.
And hopefully they have become more intelligent, such as when we learned of the disastrous effects of a nuclear blast zone has on a human light body.
Yes, hopefully we address them as well as everyone that is listening.
Yeah. Along the same line, on April 26th, Whitley Strieber posted a channeling he had of his deceased wife, Annie, which went like this. The ones who have continued to enable the devouring of the planet's flesh, even they know better, are going to forget themselves. The soul that forgets itself does so because there's nothing about it that it wants to save. It does not die, but disappears. Only a tiny fragment of energy remains. She went on adding that it is not the case with the largest number of people. But is this substantially correct about forgetting themselves?
One can tend to forget themselves, and it is, we searched through examples where individuals become contrite after they realize that they're dying. And the money that they've received for the bad things that they have done are not worth anything after they die. So an individual can become contrite. It is possible for someone to recover them, their own self, when they have realized and begin to make amends and begin to change, since everything is in the now and their changes can be affected immediately. There have been situations where individuals have been so bad that they have not cared for themselves, and they have wished to not exist and have gone back into the theta pool, the pool of life, and have given up their individuality and have contributed what is left to their being to this pool of beings. This is an exception. Individuals can still pull themselves out of it, and it doesn't take very long to pull oneself out of it, although if they are not in the now, they have karma coming to them that they have to suffer through.
Thank you. Next question is from Bonnie Pinners in Corona. And she asks, let's see here. I have two friends who passed recently. Both males, the same age, both living in the same town of Corona, but they did not know each other. Johnny Traynor passed a few weeks before Gary Allen, and I put both of them on the healing list on our Sunday call. It seems that Johnny is having difficulties, but Gary, who used to comment worm food anytime I talked about life after death, has found some humor in the fact that instead of dissolving into the sands of time, he is a viable being and is exploring his light body. I am paraphrasing Ron's comments on the call.
Yes. It is just a difficult transition for Johnny. He is gradually working through the changes. He had a hard time accepting the changes. but he is gradually letting go of his past life and moving into the potential for a new beginning.
She is asking that, I am now mentally asking Gary to find Johnny, if possible, and help him find his way on the other side. Is this a possibility?
Johnny will not be able to hear the other people, but he can be open to the love of the higher sources. So we would not suggest they find each other, as it might give, is it Gary, a loss in not being able to fulfill the request.
Thank you.
We suggest that it is better to just let them find their way and send them love and good wishes. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is, Dharmananda would like to know if he had an association with Jesus when he was physicalized.
Yes,
sir.
This is a question. We do not normally answer questions of that nature, as people tend to rely on them. But we suggest that since you asked the question, there is something there to explore.
Thank you. Next question is from Martin in Norway. Can you tell me anything about any of my not yet incarnated hybrid children? I know there's at least one soul waiting to come in and would love to learn more about this beautiful and loving being. Thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Yes, you do have a very loving being that would love to come in and help you be a father figure, however you mentioned hybrids. So then we question if you are considering, if you feel you have been abducted and we suggest that you we look further into this, that you be careful about opening yourself to alien forces. take it very slow and see what you can sense and observe, but do not be quick to jump to conclusions. Thank you.
Thank you. From Prudence, she asks, can you explain the concept of leave no footprints, its inner and its outer meaning?
Thank you. This is something that some Indians have as a sacred philosophy, that if you leave no footprints, you are in the now and you are in the present. You do not leave karma behind. You do not engage in karma actions. It is an Indian philosophy. Some Indians swear by this.
Thank you. This is from Kevin LeBay, who did not leave his location. Well, let me try it out and see if you can tune in. How can I determine and what would be the right direction for my highest good, especially while grieving for loved ones who recently passed, which I was a caregiver to for several years?
Thank you. This is a difficult for you transition, and we would suggest that these people love you very much and are available should you wish to talk to them. If you talk to them as if they are still there, because they are still there, they are still available, they will be able to hear you, and they will get much out of it. And then if you talk to them, then see if you notice any energy or any warmth coming to you. They would very much appreciate your kind words.
Thank you. Next question. This is from William Allen. And William, try to remember, guys, to put your city in, okay? Although this is kind of a general question, so I think it will work. But when they're looking at you personally, they want to find you, and your city helps. Okay, as I understand it, we are all part of God. Is total forgiveness the answer to rejoining or becoming God again? How was the ego created?
This helps, but it is much more to rejoining God. And we look at this in two ways. If you realize that you are a part of God, you are already joined with God. That is one way that we look at it. However, you are still in the third density. You still have your light body. You still have the mechanics of existence that you are dealing with. and therefore you are separate but united. There is no way you can stop being united. The others are seeing that some religious adepts aim at is to, again, becoming part of God as a intergroup part without the life in the light body. And that is to give up the light body, to let the light body go, and to then become one with, totally one with God, and of singular memory, there is less and less as one approaches that state. It takes great awareness to achieve that, since the light body is on automatic, and much of one's vehicle for existence, both in the light body and the physical body, are working as a team and bonded. That is as far as we wish to go with that.
Thank you. This is from Isis in Seattle. And Isis, I wanted to thank you. You've been really very generous in your donations. They really came at really important times. So I don't know if Terry has said anything, but I just wanted to mention it. And she asks, recently I was at a healing workshop, and a person who can see auras mentioned to me I had a knife in my heart. It was energetically taken out and disposed of. Was this true? If so, who put it there? How long had it been there? And why had I not noticed?
Thank you. First of all, we ask, this is real to you. Did you experience any change when the person said they took the knife out? Did you experience any pain that went away at this? Did this seem like a real experience to you? When someone gives you a reading, then take your time and observe and see if it was something that made sense to you. It would have been an experience from an earlier life, and the knife would have been an energetic knife that would have been carried from lifetime to lifetime and would have contained not only perhaps pain, but feelings emotional feelings in connection with it. Did you feel any of that? We suggest you observe and see if there was changes that happened afterward. Did emotions clear? Did suspicions clear at all? We would suggest you look into the experience and see for yourself the reality of it.
Thank you. I would guess if someone had a knife in them, there would be some kind of pain where that knife was in, and there might even be some kind of mark there.
Yes, as if a knife was in the heart, it would have entered through some portal from the body, and there would be pain in the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question is from Mari. And she asks, is grace and the Holy Spirit one and the same? And Mari, I want to mention something that this is a topic we have gone into very deeply in the past. And we have, in one session, the Elohim said that there is a section of the Elohim that was grace, a very high section. And grace could project energy into this realm when called upon, and cause grace to manifest in certain kinds of miracles. The Holy Spirit was a connection with the Ra group. And, you know, I'm reluctant to just say this because somebody has to study our materials, because we're not trying to elevate the Ra group just by making this claim. There's a whole bunch of evidence to it. But that the Ra group created a matrix in 6D, a matrix of energy that was accessible to this realm. And Jesus was, the Ra group and Jesus were very much connected, and that Jesus was the interface in 3D for this higher matrix, which you could call the Holy Spirit or the Christ consciousness or perhaps the Comforter. And that when people accessed it, that it would cause them to get along and have a loving energy with each other. And that in many of our calls, that energy is present, even though we're certainly not a traditional Christian group. So let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. The Holy Spirit is an awareness, an aliveness, energy of love and care, an energy that when one tunes into, they experience relief, and they experience love, and it is a place of harmony, a place of love, a place of nurturing, and a place of caring. And the Raw Group got those vibrations and energies together in one place to reaffirm those energies and make them available. However, that is not the Holy Spirit in the Ra group. It is like a research for the words, a reaffirming station that reaffirms this and sets it in motion, a place where people can tune into. And the Holy Spirit is broader than the raw relay station. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of love and care and nurturing. And it is not some kind of a dead thing. It is live, and it is aware, and it is there for you and with you. The energy of grace is at a higher frequency, although the Holy Spirit contains overtones of grace. The energy of grace is a section within the Elohim group that is available to come in and offer to unblock stuck energies. And therefore, they can create what appear to be miracles, but they're getting energies moving that have been stuck. And so when one asks for grace, they can come in and they can help to resolve situations that might not otherwise have been resolved. We hope that helps. Gwen, back to you.
Thank you, Heis. Let's see here. My email has gotten frozen, and there was another question here. Let me see what 651. Let me see if I can. Let's see if we've got it back here. No.
In the meantime, I just want to mention that it is beautiful to hear you talk about the Holy Spirit and grace. It's a beautiful thing to discuss. I appreciate it.
Yes, they make beauty in the lives available to the lives of individuals.
Okay, this is from Don Herman, who is still trying to get into the now. You know, Don, you're already in the now. Try to get out of the part of you. What's the part of yourself that keeps you from experiencing where you are? That's what I would. One thing I would say. How accurate is the idea that self-remembering, remembering that we exist, gets one into the now?
When one is in the now, they are aware. And being aware, they open themselves to the stimulation that's around them that gives them knowledge, light of knowledge and light, shedding light on what is really going on, which can lead to realizations, which can resolve conflicts, can open one's ability to observe further. Would you read his question again? When?
How accurate is the idea that self-remembering, remembering that we exist, gets one into the now?
When you remember, it helps one to see what has happened in the past and to be able to eliminate hold-ups and holdbacks from the past. So self-remembering can be very important in letting things go that one haven't even realized have been there.
Thank you. It's 6:55, and we went through almost all the calls. Valerie, I skipped you because we had so many questions on your behalf that I was letting some of the other people get theirs in. But ask it again, and we'll get to it, okay? On that note, we are going to move to Whole Planet Healing. And thank you all so much for being here. And thank you, Terry, for bringing through all of those answers. And here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
And for the very last question answered, go to wholeplanethealing.com.
Happy trails.
Bye. Anyone need the phone number for Whole Planet Healing?
We are still on BBS. Thank you, BBS. Wholeplanethealing.com gives you the info. And if you have pen and paper ready, it is 712-770-4340. The access code of 250-513-pound.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping up with all the muting and unmuting of me. And here we go. I'm going to stop the recording.